All right. I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting of September 21st, 2021. The time now is 1:30 p.m. We'll start off with roll call. If network management could lead us through that.
John Colmorgan, AISD.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Ruben Reyes, City of Austin.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Dane Herbert, Travis County.
Present.
Justin Slocum, AISD.
Present.
Let me check my list here. Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County. Maybe you may be muted, Bo. I'm showing Bo is present as an attendee.
Okay.
We have a quorum.
Sure. All right, let's move on then. The next agenda item is citizens communication. Is there any today?
No, sir.
All right, thanks, Doug. Agenda item number three, let's take a few minutes to review the minutes of the August 24th, 2021 meeting. Should be in your meeting handout and packet.
Jaime, are y'all seeing the meeting?
We're seeing the agenda right now, Carlos.
The agenda?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, this is the minutes. I apologize. Yeah, we're seeing the minutes.
Okay.
This is Dane. Move to approve the minutes of 8/24/2021 as presented.
Got a motion. Is there a second?
I second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Dane and a second by Ruben.
Ruben.
Any other further discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, network management, please lead us through the vote.
John Colmorgan, AISD.
Aye.
Ruben Reyes, City of Austin.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Aye.
Dane Herbert, Travis County.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Moving on to the agenda. Agenda item number four is the maintenance contractor's report. Chris, if you could take us through that, please.
Yes, this is Chris Gonzalez. Since our last meeting, we've completed the inspections of D1N and Super Ring North with 18 corrective deficiencies between the two rings. Please let me know if you have any questions. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the inventory. On the inventory, there is a missing item on here. On August 28th, we used about 2,100 feet off reel number R709 for the B2 South damage at Montopolis Burleson. I'll make sure it's noted on the next month's meeting. It's not noted on this report, but it'll be the next report. That's the only change. We did use some ASD fiber yesterday, which also didn't make this report, but it will also be on next month. Any questions? One more item to note. For the repair we have right now, T1N, We'll also be using real R709 to make that temporary.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Any questions for Chris? If not, we'll move on to agenda item number 5, the network manager's report. 5A is the Gattenback.
Yes, this is Frank. I just let the record show I'm admitting Gary Wiesman with ACC, also Community College, to the meeting. Okay, so you'll note in your handouts there is a document notated as 5A, which is the status update for the backup NOC. Pretty much what this represents is the fact that we are still in the process of doing the ladder trays and terminations at this point. So we'll look to have those completed as this shows by the end of the month, with a activation date for the convention center being this 1st of December. We have a agreement we're going to talk about a little bit later in the meeting to discuss with you, to go over, to give members a heads up and to let them know what's taking place with that as regard maintenance. As far as the schedule itself, you've got it in front of you and everything's moving according to plan. Are there any questions in regards to it? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to move on to the 5B, which is the Gatton status report. You'll see in your handouts for 5B, there's nothing that we have actively scheduled right now. We're still heavily involved with A1N, the A1N segments that need to be completed. We've had some traction on those. I've got some good information to give you, but I think it's going to take until the board meeting to be able to share with the board members before I do, and due to recent events and meetings I've held with Austin Energy, and things are looking much better on that scheme of things. And I've got to hold meetings with our vendors in regards to information I've been given by Austin Energy. A few projects they've held up over the past couple of years, they're letting go now to us. They've got new, as I've explained previously, they've got new management over there that, you know, have been very forthcoming and easier to work with, and things are lining up better. Other than that, you know, that's our heaviest concentration, you know, outside of the repairs that we're waiting to make, and those are also being held up by Austin Energy right now. So hopefully some good things coming soon. Like I said, I'll be glad to go over all that information as soon as I get it put together, meet with our vendors, and follow up back to Austin Energy to present to the board members. As far as completed projects go, we've completed A1N project segment 6 and 5. The DR troubleshoot for the repair at Burleson's completed, and the reroute to the convention center for A1, A2N. It was a very large project. It's been completed. We have entity-specific projects that are the no disconnect for 3200 Red River is currently scheduled out for the 28th for UT. Hang on just 1 second, y'all, if you would, please, because Gary's saying he can't get into the meeting, and I don't understand why. Hold on 1 second. Carlos, could you possibly see if you can let Gary in? It keeps telling me action failed. You get him? Do you see in the lobby?
It says action failed. Let me work. Let me try to see if I can get him in.
Okay. Let me just send him something real quick here. Yeah. Are there any questions regarding the project status report?
Frank, I did want to mention UT and Block 164. It may not be listed here because we're not actually tying into the ring at this time, but UT is working with the developer because we're going to have a presence at Block 164,
yeah,
which is where the old Breckenridge Hospital is located.
Yeah.
And so the manhole that used to feed Breckenridge Hospital, we're going to reconnect to that, and I believe network management will be sending out a notice. There will be no – Brycom's doing the work. And there's no scope with the fiber cable itself. at least not at this time.
Carlos, you got that in your registry? I know we've spoken about it, but you got that as far as, do we know the notification date that's scheduled to go out?
I don't have any paperwork on that note.
So. Yeah, last I heard, it's not set yet. I was just making sure we're not missing something. That, Jaime, do you have any dates associated with that?
I think Chris with Brycom can.
Chris.
How about we take that on the sidebar, guys? It's not on the agenda.
Okay. Good enough.
Let's see. So, was there anything on the project status report?
Hey, this is Dane. Speaking of that Breckenridge maintenance hole, did the Travis County node cable get wrecked out of there when Starflight moved out of that garage to the new hospital?
Yes, sir, he has.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments regarding the project status report or projects taking place? Okay, here now I'm going to move on to the next agenda item. So for the Bob, the 5C, the job budget report, the management is tracking 26 total, 26 jobs totaling $1.27 million, 824 of which is carried over from FY21. So far, four jobs have been completed, and we've received $110K in recoveries. And that's basically the report I have for you right now on that. Sarah wasn't able to attend today. Any questions? Okay, I'm going to move on to the next one, which is the cost avoidance. So I'm sure you're all familiar with it. Maybe a couple of the new members may not be, but this is a report that we put out every year called cost avoidance. And it's an exercise that Gatton does every 2 years to estimate the amount that Gatton members save by being a part of Gatton. Management sent out the individual entity spreadsheets on September 15th and have asked for them back to be completed and returned by October 15th. So please put that in y'all's queue, in your queues to get it done. If you haven't already done so, please make a note to do that. And then we'll be able to compile all the spreadsheets to create the summary report that would be presented at the November board meeting. And if you have any questions in regards to it, please email myself or Sarah in regards to it. So this is just that time of year or every other year that this gets completed, and we're on top of it, making sure it does. Any questions in regards to that? Hearing none, we'll move on to 6A.
Okay. Frank, is 6A the only item that's for executive session, or is B executive session as well?
6A is the only one.
Okay. Maybe we go ahead and go 6B, and then we'll finish off the meeting with 6A in executive session.
Yeah, that sounds good. Can somebody check with Gary again? I'm sorry, but I want to make sure he's...
I have not been able to... Hold on, admitting now. And
it's got to be something on his end. That's what I'm thinking. Everybody else is in. Okay. So 6B is what I mentioned earlier when I was going over 5A briefly. Is let me know when Gary joins, please.
Yes, sir.
So 6B is what's taking place with this. As you all, most of you should be aware of, there's an ILA in place between the city of Austin and Gatton for the build out of the backup NOC. And within that ILA, there is literature inside of it that speaks to the maintenance and the funding of the maintenance for the backup NOC to be exclusively funded by Gatton. Being so, we've been working with, back since Bruce was here, we've been working with the city of Austin on how that's going to take place and what's going to happen with it. The network management team having the same expectations of it being taken care of as any other Gatton, city of Austin facility with Gatton equipment in it, such as the current NOC at City Hall. So, with that in mind, in our meetings with Building Services Group with the City of Austin, Data Center Operations Group, and also the Austin Convention Center personnel. They've brought up the fact that they would like to have something in writing assuring them the payment for the services that they're going to render. We've gone through several meetings with them, including one this morning. The one this morning was with the DCO Data Center Operations folks, and to go over roles and responsibilities in regards to it. I was asked to create an MOU agreement, which I did, and sent out to them. We have that almost finalized. I had asked for it to come back to me by Friday of last week. DCO got it to me yesterday morning, and I'm waiting for the Austin Convention Center folks to respond to me. But where we're at not right now with the status of it, because we were able to meet with DCO this morning, there were a few edits that we made. He's going to circle back to me. DCO is going to circle back to me, get that to me. Once I have that in my hands, I'll get it over to the Austin Convention Center staff for them to agree to and or edit. So we've got this agreement that's going around right now. It's between City of Austin CTM, Building Services Group, with the City of Austin Build Services Department, and Data Center Operations with the City of Austin. What I anticipate to take place is Gatton becoming a member of the MOU itself. While it's not common to see an MOU that exists between more than two parties, I believe it could be something that may come up and from the talks and the meetings that I've had. And that Gatton's part would be reassuring payment. So far right now, I've got that listed underneath the Gatton Network Management's team responsibility within the current MOU. And I'm trying to explain to them that that's going to be our role and responsibility. And being that we are a member of CTM, being the City of Austin, that should have that covered. So I'm going to stick to that until somebody tells me otherwise. But that's where we're at with it. I'm hoping to have a draft in place for you to review here by this Friday, although I don't think it's very likely. I think this may go out, push out at least another week, but at least it would give us a chance to get in front of you, get in front of the board members at the upcoming board meeting. So there's a lot going on with that. Just been
Frank, this is Dane.
Yeah, go ahead.
Has legal had a chance to review this, or have they been part of the conversation?
They have not. It's a draft right now between two city departments. So until they get done with it, and, you know, I get the okay from them that it goes to Gatton Legal, it won't.
Understood.
Yep. So that's where we're at with it. Is there any questions in regards to it or comments or thoughts?
Frank, this is John. Can you highlight a few of the services that are a part of this MOU that you're talking about?
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's mainly involving maintenance, right? So let me just pull it up real quick here. A lot of it has to do with access to between CTM and Austin Convention Center for, you know, 24/7 access. So basically, it's the roles and responsibility are broken out to City of Austin CTM Data Center Operations, and that's for supporting Gatton and the operation and maintenance of the Gatton Knox. Specifically, DCO will be supporting two of the APC UPSs, four APC Enroll coolers, one Caterpillar generator, one Russell Electric ATS. So we, DCO, will also be in contact for the Knox fire suppression system. They're going to be remotely monitoring the two PSs and the four Enroll coolers. They're looking to obtain, and I think we've spoken to this briefly in the past or a few months back when we spoke about how we're going to do the maintenance and the cost that may be associated with it. And so basically the way it's shaping up is for a DCO to use a City of Austin vendor, and then for Gatton to set up a funding mechanism the same way we did with Public Works Department for management of the build out of the backup NOC, set up a funding mechanism with the City of Austin to ensure that the maintenance is taken care of, so that DCO is going to provide a proposal to the Gatton Network Management Team, which we'll be bringing to the Gatton Board for procurement purposes. So, you know, that's certainly going to tie into this agreement, the funding of it. And that's how Gatton may become more involved with it, but we'll see. So basically for ACC, it's just access parking, things of that nature. For DCO, it's a lot. It's a lot of maintenance. It's the same type of maintenance they pull at City Hall. Like I said, the only difference being that this City Hall doesn't have an ILA saying that Gatton will fund everything. This backup knock does have that in place. And then the building services department, we don't know yet, because just so everybody knows, for your information, full transparency here, the building service department maintains other facilities within the city of Austin, but not the Austin Convention Center. So that was something I learned just a couple months ago that was a game changer from the city of Austin standpoint. You know, Bruce said, you know, DCO is going to take care of this. We're not going to treat it any different. So that's why we walked into it. And then to find out that building services said, no, we do not. We do not maintain the Austin Convention Center. They maintain their own facility 100%. So another reason for the MOU to be in place. So we're looking at Austin Convention Center roles and responsibilities to ensure entry access to Gatton backup knock is provided 24/7. And everybody at the DCO Gatton personnel and vendor personnel who are badged are carrying their access badges. We have to be able to get access to the roof for routine maintenance, emergency repair of the HVAC and generator for the knock. And we're going to ask them to communicate with us in X amount of weeks in advance if there's any planned maintenance events that may affect power, cooling, or access to the knock. Of course, we have the generator there. So Carlos and I were talking about that this morning, at least 4 weeks advance notice if they're doing any maintenance events. I think that's pretty gracious if they grant us that on their part. Not overly concerned about it, because in speaking and doing some research with the Austin Convention Center about the Austin Convention Center, they've had 3 episodes in the last 20 years where they've lost power or shut it down for maintenance. So I'm not too overly concerned about that. But from a Gatton standpoint, we certainly want that in writing. And then it's going to be, cost and fees associated with it, and then termination. How it's going to be terminated. Right now it's currently written it can't be terminated by either party, which also aligns with the ILA. I made it the same in that regard. This MOU can't be terminated without 1 year written notice. So that's where we stand on it. I think it's going to continue to build. Right now it's a 2-pager, maybe 2.5-pager that we've written up. I've had some additions to it, speaking with DCO, and I anticipate more additions to it, speaking with ACC, and then even, additional ones on top of that once we run this through SID, and then the Gatton board members. Any other questions? They're both great questions, by the way.
Thanks for the update, Frank. All right, for agenda item 6A, I'd like to take us into executive session. So the time now is 1:54 p.m., and I'd like to adjourn to executive session under Texas Government Code 418.181 and 551.089. I don't think there's any action for agenda item 6A right now. So, go ahead.
Never mind. Go ahead. I apologize. Sorry, we're picking up some background noise.
Do we need to do an updated roll call to adjourn the meeting?
Yes, and we had somebody new join.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure out. Okay, bear with me just a second here.
Frank, that was Elliot with JC.
I saw that. Hey, Elliot, how are you doing? See, he's no longer with us, is he, Doug?
No, I'm here. Sorry. How are y'all?
Okay. Doing good. So, yeah, I'll go through the roll call.
Need to mute yourself, okay. Elliot, please.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Chris Gonzalez, Bracom.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Doug Wilson, JC Communications.
Present.
Jaime Gary, UT.
Present.
John Cornwagon, AISD.
Present.
Justin Slocum, AISD.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Ruben Reyes, City of Austin.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Don't forget about me.
Right. Oh, Gary Wiesman. Gary Wiesman's here. Gary Wiesman, ACC.
All right. Okay, in that case, we'll move to agenda item number 9. We'll confirm the date, time, and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as October 19, 2021, 1:30 p.m. here at the LCRA Service Center. The time now is 2:08 p.m., and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you for your
participation. See y'all.